Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What did you get stabbed by that would surprise us? Or I guess, what did you stab someone with that would surprise us? No murders, please.
Yeah, I would rather no murder. Murder bad.
I mean, not that assault by stabbing is one of the best things.
I know. Still,
you know, sometimes people get stabbed with stuff by accident.
I got hit with a dart once.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
In the leg. Like in the thigh.
Oof. Didn't it went in?
Oh, yeah, it went in.
Did it go all the way in, like where the full needle was in, or just far enough?
I don't remember.
Not that it really matters.
I mean, it stuck in there. I remember screaming because it was sticking into my leg.
Were you little?
Yeah. This was, we were in the basement at my house, and we had a dartboard down there, but for some reason, the dartboard was laying on the floor, and we were just kind of like throwing the darts like in an arc.
Like lawn darts?
Yeah, to try and get them.
I mean, that's literally why they canceled lawn darts.
Yeah. So my sister threw one. It stuck in my leg. And I had to go to the hospital to get a tetanus shot, and we couldn't go to Steve Carlton night at the Phillies game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucked. He pitched a no-hitter that night.
Well, I think it was his retirement celebration.
Oh, so you never even got a chance to see him again?
Uh-uh. Nope. It was it. Man, he was done.
They retire his jersey and everything?
Yeah.
A lot of people in the Delaware Valley say that was the best day of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the best game they've ever seen.
But at least you had that dart in your leg and a tetanus shot.
I got stabbed in the leg with a pencil, too.
Jesus.
That was my own fault, though. I remember I was in the library in the middle school, and I had a pencil, and it might have been, like, cargo shorts or a cargo pocket, and I, like, crouched down to take a book off the shelf or something, and the way that I leaned, it just went, boink, right into my leg.
That just reminds me, I have a very vivid memory of, in kindergarten, I was in, the first class I was in, Mrs. Haley's class, a lot of my friends from the area where I grew up were in it. So it was like happy as a clam. And then for some reason, which my mom has never fully explained to me, at some point a letter came home and then I switched to another class where I didn't know anyone. And like six people from Mrs. Haley's class switched to Mrs. Garneau and one came back. And I still don't know what happened. But I went to this other one and it was lawless. It was totally different. Oh, and I'm like, man. I don't like school anymore. But there were two kids in there, one, both named Jason. And they would often chase people around the table in the morning trying to push them down. And some people were playing and other people were like, I'm going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. And inevitably, the two of them would run into each other and they would get mad. And this was the first time I learned, oh, people have rage. So they're getting after each other one day and everybody's kind of like, ooh, you know, like kindergarten is like, oh, they're gonna fight. We didn't really, that just meant like push. And so Jason Schlegel, the bigger of the two Jasons, kind of won it, pushed him and knocked him down and yelled at him. And then the other Jason, Jason Honeybee, real name, shout out if you're out there.
Jason Honeybee.
Goes and sits in the locker and he's making fists and breathing like this. And we're like, you know, as a kid, I have no point of reference for what is happening. Like, I don't know if he's going to start crying. Like, his eyes were wet like he was going to cry, but that was clearly rage. Mm-hmm. And then he reached into his backpack, pulled out. Now, we still use, like, those thicker pencils in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Picked it out, took it in his hand like a knife, and ran over and stabbed Jason Schlegel with it as hard as he could in the spine, right between the shoulder blades.
Oh, Jesus. Ah. Oh, man. You've been stung by honeybee.
I hope that's what he was thinking.
Wow.
Time for the honeybee sting.
God, your school was lawless.
For real.
That was.
Yeah, boy, man.
It was winter, so he was wearing like a sweatshirt and a t-shirt, so it only barely broke the skin. But I mean, it made a thump when he hit him.
Oh, sweatshirts don't stop like projectiles that well.
No. Fortunately, honeybee couldn't fit that pencil in the pencil sharpener fast enough, so it was pretty dull. He had spent the whole day making H's the day before.
Typical honeybee move.
Oh, man.
I wonder if they're friends now.
Blunt force.
I'd be more curious
to whether or not either of them was still alive.
You don't come back from a stabbing to become good friends. Although, I don't know. Tyson bit Holyfield's ear off, and they seem like they're buddies now.
Yeah, now they like do signings together and everything else. All right.
They do a morning show, Schlegel and the Bee.
They're in Pawnee, Indiana.
Rock 93.
Well, it's a, relatively speaking, that's a pretty weak stabbing, you know, with a pencil compared to this lunatic story from Oklahoma.
Hearing from one of the Tulsa firefighters who was waved down by a man who'd been stabbed in the head with a flagpole. I'm Shay Rossi. Sarah's off tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. And we first told you about this bizarre incident last night.
Old Fox glory, more like old gory.
Fox 23's Catherine James is live after talking with one of the firefighters who helped with this horrific situation.
So they caught her. She's in the dark in front of the Sonic, no doubt, where it happened, holding what I assume is the Oklahoma flag, but it's wrapped around the pole with the real pointy thing on the end, because they're going to tell us how badly this went.
Okay.
The firefighter I talked with said that firefighters worked to stabilize the flag that was still on that pole and worked to keep the man as comfortable as they could with something this large sticking out of his head. And
what?
So is that like the actual
is that the same type of
flag they use? Because that's like one of those big flags they would stick next to a podium.
Like ceremonial, yeah.
Yes, yeah. When a politician is speaking.
They like probably had that one and the American flag right next to each other.
It seems so heavy. Like how does it stay in your eye after?
Right? How? Okay, all right. Wow. Okay.
Until paramedics could arrive and render medical aid
to
this man.
She's a robot, by the way.
Something's going on,
she
right?
She looks really robotic.
Tulsa police arrested this man, Clinton Collins.
Never would have seen this coming.
That guy is 3 years older than you, Hotwings.
Oh, wow.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yikes.
He has a full-on, I've been a pioneer man for 20 years beard.
Okay.
Crazy eyes, balding. And
I got to really get to work to make myself look that way in three short years.
I think you have to really live a hard life to get your hair to turn yellow with age. Right?
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of cigarettes involved in his life.
Yeah, it's cigarettes or meth or both. They leave a nice yellow tint on your life.
If you don't even understand the concept of look at the camera, you're in rough shape.
Dude's got crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Collins saying he attacked another man with a flagpole. They say Collins impaled the man with the pole going from his jaw through to his right temple.
This called in.
Oh, through his jaw.
Even
his
worse.
Jaw?
Through his temple.
So, like, the mouth and out the...
I guess so. Yeah.
Nope.
Ouch.
This is one of the firemen who arrived.
Yikes.
This call didn't come in from a citizen. We actually happened to be in the area.
Captain Tarver with the Tulsa Police Department was on the second truck that arrived and was the firefighter who called in the emergency.
Well, he may have been in survival mode, I don't know, but luckily he saw a fire truck in the vicinity and flagged them down, waved them down.
Captain Tarver was in a hazmat unit, and the other truck was a basic fire engine.
So this dude was just walking down the street with a flagpole sticking out of his face, and he waved down a truck.
Meanwhile, there's a fireman walking with a hazmat suit. Everything about this is bizarre.
Yeah, this is a David Lynch movie.
Tulsa's weird, man.
He says they did their best to help the man while they waited for a medical unit.
We actually had a firefighter holding the flag to make sure that it didn't blow in the wind or cause any further damage. We also had firefighters who would attend to the victim.
Not great.
Yeah, you don't want it to start whipping and the flag. The flag's all taut in the wind.
Man, it's a windy day.
Oh, and she's a high-flying flag.
Can you imagine? I pledge allegiance to the flag. Stop it!
Make sure he stayed as still as possibly could be imagined.
Yeah, because he really wanted to do some jumping jacks.
With that level of pain. And check vital signs.
When paramedics arrived,
believe the fireman said, "Yeah, he flagged us down."
I know, you know,
like he waved us over for help. He didn't flag you down.
I waited for him to pause for a second, like Bruce Pearl, and go, "Oh, that's terrible.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to do that pun."
When paramedics arrived, Captain Tarver says firefighters had to cut the flagpole so the man could fit in the ambulance.
Oh. God.
That's a bad day.
When we discovered this story an hour ago, we were imagining the Dremel hitting the metal pole of that flagpole while it's still through his jaw and out his temple.
So did they pull out a Sawzall? Because those things vibrate like crazy, man.
What if they, maybe they use jaws of life. Like, hold on, let's get the hydraulics.
Yeah, they could have just clamped down on it.
We've heard of impalement. You don't see that very often. But the way that he was impaled, I mean, through the face and skull, you don't see that every day.
Captain Tarver's.
Thank God. You don't, do you?
Yeah, it'd be a lot tougher to get people to go into that line of work if you did.
I mean, if that's going to happen, though, I would hope that this man would be at my rescue, too, because he is so calm. And the way he's talking, he's like, you know, you don't want it to move. And we tried to keep him as safe as possible. If I were a firefighter, I'm like, God dang, how that happened? Woo!
Bro, you got a flag in your face.
Oh, my God. Wait till they try to saw this off so we can get you in the ambulance. Your whole face is going to be vibrating. You'll be picking up the radio station. Right. Holy moly.
Be playing drops from the Hangover.
Yeah.
In the face! In the face! Yes.
Kelly's just sitting there yawning.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't do this. Sorry. I have help with fires, not poles.
Time for you to go to bed.
Yeah, this isn't the fire pole I imagined.
Yeah.
Captain Tarver says he's glad firefighters were in the right place at the right time to help the man.
If we can be there, if we can help any way we can, you know, that's what we're here for.
Now, police say that they expect the victim to live, but he may have lifelong injuries. They say he may even lose his eye or his eyesight. Reporting live in Tulsa.
I can't believe that is a maybe. I mean, holy cow.
Event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, the guy that did it, that crazy eyed fella, continues to say he deserved it. I would like to know the backstory on how that fight started.
I need to know why.
At what a happened? Sonic.
Yeah.
Did someone not roller skate out with your large fries or your tots fast enough?
I'm shocked that guy could lift a flagpole by the looks of him.
He did look rather feeble.
Yeah.
Clearly he's not. He ran at that guy like he was jousting.
Yeah. He had meth rage.
What do you think that other guy, do you think that guy knew like he was really going to do it? Or do you think he was like, all right, settle down with the flag?
I don't know. I mean, when somebody's running at me like they're Sir Lancelot, I might get the hell out of there. But
what? No, we need to take this
Courtney's
call.
In Nashville. Hello, Courtney.
Hello.
Did you see a stabbing? Sort of?
Well, kind of. I was a witness to it. I watched my preacher get stabbed in the eye at Cracker Barrel with a straw.
Oh, wow. How did that happen?
Yes, and it was, my preacher growing up had one of his eyes, like, he didn't have sight out of it.
Okay.
So, like, it was just a wandering eye that was always just really mysterious and gross looking to all of us.
I don't think I could go to a preacher that had a wandering dead eye.
No. Preacher, your left eye has the Holy Spirit.
I was a child, so I was forced.
Yeah, you weren't picking.
Yeah, what was wrong with your parents?
So, man, you got to pick the Baptist we were going to.
Yeah, you got to pick handsome people.
Yes, exactly. So we were at some like youth thing where we had to go to Cracker Barrel to eat with him, and I was sitting directly across from this man who had a drink sitting on the side of the table, and he dropped something to his left. So it was his left eye that was all messed up. So he had his drink sitting on the right side of him.
Oh, no.
And so he dropped something and he bent down to pick it up. And when he did and lifted back up, the straw is sticking straight out of his eyeball, and he has no idea that it's happening because
how?
He has no vision or feeling.
He wouldn't feel it.
No, it's so, dead. It's a dead eye, Steve.
So me, it's just as there. 10-year-old is literally freaking out,
and he's just like, "What?
Like I'm
settle
in a
down."
Movie watching this happen, and no one is saying anything. It's like I'm the only one that has seen this happen. He has no idea that it's happened. He's looking around, just having a normal day, and I'm looking at a straw coming out of this man's eye.
Hey, hand me those golf tees and that little triangle. Let's see if I can do it.
How long before somebody started pulling on it?
Well, luckily, he did, because he, before I could even say anything, he was going to take another drink of his drink.
And he couldn't find the straw in his mouth.
Just put his face in there.
And his wife was sitting next to him.
God,
and so
married.
She was the one that actually said something to him. She said, Ed, your straw's sticking out of your
my God. When she pulled it, when they pulled it out, did the eyeball come with it like a cake pop?
No, thank God, but it was like filled with blood. Like,
Oh, it was
incredibly gross and traumatic. I don't think I got to enjoy my pancakes.
I'll bet you witnessed something. You're the only person in Earth's history to have witnessed anything like that. A guy stabbing himself in the eye with in a dead eye with a straw.
It can't have happened many times.
At a youth Cracker Barrel breakfast.
I tell the story all the time. I tell the story all the time. No one believes me except for the people in my town because they know this man. And they're like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. And I know this story. And I'm like, well, guess what? I was there. I witnessed it.
You were in the front row.
I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm.
Courtney.
Absolutely.
That's a gem. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That'll wreck a ham steak real quick. See that
at the barrel. Are we still going to have time to look at Buck Owens cassettes?
I'm just going to pretend like I didn't see it with this golf tee game.
Oh, God.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.